Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, Managing Partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is John Gehring, Chief Information Officer and Director of Strategic Planning and Information for the Defense Information Systems Agency, or DISA. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is John Thomas. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
John, let's start off by finding a little bit more about DISA. Could you tell us about the purpose, mission, and programs of the agency?
DISA provides the systems and capabilities that enable the deployment, employment, and sustainment of a warfighting force. We do the wide area network for the Department of Defense. We do the heavy lift data processing. We are active in the information assurance area, supporting both. And we do command and control applications that enable command and control of a joint task force as it deploys.
Would you give us some details on the size, budget, and the employee skills of the folks at DISA?
DISA today has about 6,600 people, and that's down from around the 8,200 we had 4 years ago, largely because of some smart sizing we've done in our data centers. Our budget is around $6 billion. Of that, three-quarters of it comes from customers, either through the Defense Working Capital Fund or through reimbursable work that we do for them. And 25% of it is direct appropriated from the Congress for specific programs and things like civilian pay. The workforce is highly technical, computer scientists, engineers. In fact, we just went through a scrub of our workforce about 18 months ago. And we added more computer scientists and more engineers and removed some lesser technical skills like computing operators, which we have largely automated the functions for. So highly technical, highly educated. Like most government agencies, we have a lot of people within a few years of retirement, but we also have a very active intern program, bringing in about 120 per year, and our success rate with those interns is about 70% retention. So we have a way of infusing new talent and the right kinds of talent, and the interns are mainly technically trained, educated, from schools throughout the country.
John is the CIO and Director of Strategic Planning at DISA. What's your role and how do you relate to the other DOD CIOs? And is your role more internally or externally focused?
Well, that's a two-part question. As a CIO, it's more internally focused, doing the things that CIOs are responsible for my agency, Klinger Cohen, sound investment planning, information assurance for our internal networks. As the Director of Strategic Planning and Information, I have two major roles there. One is the outward look outside of DISA in providing the systems and capabilities and services that enable our customers to do their jobs. Things like net-centric enterprise services, you know, global information grid bandwidth expansion, global command and control system, the data centers, the defense information systems network, all those things. As a planner, I'm supposed to be looking 3 to 5 years or beyond that out. From a programmatic point of view, I am the one that defends our outward-looking budget, what we call the POM, and I'm also the one that does the interface with the Office of Secretary of Defense and the Joint Staff on many things. My other hat is in the information world, and our previous director created this organization because he wanted a nexus where the experience, expertise, and day-to-day knowledge of programs and systems and capabilities resided with our both external and internal information organizations. That is to say, our public affairs, our internal command information that spreads the word among our employees, in the conference functions that we do, like our annual customer conference, because there's a synergy there between the planning function and information that you could not contrive any other way. It was a brilliant move on his part to do that. The strategic planning involves a number of things. One is senior engagement with customers. We have our 500-day action plan, the director's 500-day action plan that we publish about every 2 years. And that is an attempt to get at from our customers what they need from DISA in the next 500 days, as it turns out. We also do strategic planning visits with the combatant commands and the services. We're flag officer, general, or and an SES or a couple of SESs plus a team of four. We'll go and engage at the high levels of the service of the combatant command. Like, for example, I was at Joint Forces Command with their J-7, J-8, and J-9. The 7 is a training guy, the 8's requirements, and 9 is experimentation. They are customers of ours, and they're not the typical communications information technology people. When I went to Europe, we met with the intelligence people, the operations and the planning people, in addition to the communications and information technology. So we gather inputs strategically from our customers to try to get in their heads and figure out where they're going and how we can complement them in their programming and planning process. We do the same with industry, and that's been a little bit slower in starting up. Senior engagement in companies where our seniors, like our director, vice director, people like me, can get a relationship, a professional relationship with the leadership of the company so that we can understand where their market and technology are taking them and how we can leverage that, and they can learn from us where we're going. Now, we're not the biggest buyer of IT by a long shot in the Department of Defense, but we do exercise, I think, some technical leadership. And so we have found that the senior leadership in large companies like IBM like to listen to what we have to say, and we sure learn from them. The side benefit of that is that we also learn how they run their business, which is helpful to us. And a lot of what we did in our last reorganization 22 months ago was learned from corporations and corporate executives who talked to our previous director and to some of us and gave us ideas and lessons learned.
John, you've worked both in government and in industry. Give us a snapshot of your career and note any significant similarities or differences.
I spent 24 years in the Air Force as a communications officer, retired 16 years ago, and I spent the next 8 years in businesses working around the Beltway in professional services companies, most of which have been bought and sold since I was there. And then I came back to government in August of 98. But I came back because I wanted to get a little extra juice in my life. I needed to come to work for a reason. And what I found is that if you could create an executive in the government, if I could, I would take somebody who has had my career path, learned the skills of what it takes to run a military organization, what the military's needs are, and then learns what makes a business run. You know, I've been at the wrong end of a chief operating officer's power steer more than once. And I understand P&L. I understand the bidding process. I understand capture. And I understand I got taught difficult but good lessons on program management and forecasting and things of that nature. So when I bring in, and others like me, bring that back into the government, it gives us great insight. And it helps us create better relationships with our senior vendor partners are our vendor partners. And it makes negotiation more easily a win-win because we understand what the guy on the other side of the table, the girl on the other side of the table is going through, having done that before. And there are several of us that have done that. And the gentleman who runs our sustainment organization is a 20-year veteran of IBM, as a matter of fact, was a troubleshooter for IBM, vice president. And he has tremendous insight into what it takes to run a business, not just from a providing a service, but from a basic fundamental business understanding and business foundation. He and I and a couple others are really cost-based people, because that's one of the lessons I learned from my boss when I was in Cincinnati Bell Information Systems. You have to understand the cost of doing business, or you can't do the business.
John, you certainly have a wide breadth of experience with your experiences at the Air Force, at the White House, in the private sector, and now at DISA. Of all those experiences, what do you draw upon the most in your current role?
I think it's the importance of relationships. I think this, what we do for a living, you and I, is all about relationships. And you have to establish, as a provider, service provider, we have to establish relationships with our customers where, you know, you go and look the guy in the eye or the woman in the eye and you say, how are we doing? And you'd be surprised what they'll tell you. They'll tell you the truth. Similarly, we have to be able to talk to our suppliers in the same fashion. And one of our jobs in this organization we call Strategic Planning and Information is to create the relationships in OSD and the Joint Staff with our customers, the services and the defense agencies and the combatant commands, and with the business world. That is probably the one I would put number one. Number two is what I mentioned a few minutes ago, and that is you got to understand the cost of doing business. In the government, we don't always do that. We work to a budget. You know, in the private sector, returning money to the company is a good thing. And in the public sector, if you return money, oftentimes you're punished because you don't get that money next year. You don't need it as much. And you end up missing opportunities to spend it. But underneath all that is the absolute that you have to know the cost to deliver a product or service before you can price it. And again, 3/4 of what we do comes from our customers. So we're in a buyer-seller relationship all the time. And knowing what cost is an important piece of that.
That's a very critical point. Thank you. What are the top goals and objectives of DISA? We will ask DISA CIO John Gehring to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.